Adina from Chicago asks, why is it that frumkeit with women have been based on covering hair or not, and if a woman wears pants? Does this have rabbinic source and origin, or is it something that Jewish communities have decided themselves? Why are these two issurim from the Torah chosen? What about Lashon Hara and the other things that are forbidden or required by the Torah? Lashon Hara may be widespread, unfortunately, but why should that make a difference? It is still forbidden from the Torah. What about other mitzvahs, Beinon Lechavero? Doesn't the pnimius of a person matter as well? Is it not just as important to be a mensch? In any case, I don't know if the frumkeit of a woman is based only on her covering her hair or not, or if she wears pants, but the frumkeit depends on accepting the whole basis of Torah law and rabbinic law, and a married woman covering her hair is Torah law. The Torah says that a married woman has to cover her hair, and a woman who does not cover her hair is going against Torah law. For a woman to wear pants that are not specifically men's pants, that is not considered a modest thing. Whether that is prohibited from the Torah or not is questionable, but it's definitely not the accepted modest dress that a Bas Yisrael should wear. Most certainly, other mitzvahs, things that are external and internal, are very important, and they also decide what a person is, and no one should decide how frum a person is or how good a person is based on fragments of their behavior, but should look at the total person. But even if the total person is very, very good in other areas, that doesn't justify their doing things wrong in certain areas. Everything should be taken into consideration in looking at a person. Have a donis kol ha'adam l'katzchus. Give a person a benefit of the doubt by judging them on their totality, not only fragments of their personality and their behavior. But like we said, every portion of a person's behavior, though, is important when it comes to Torah and mitzvahs. She also asks, I heard that a person is not allowed to trust the kashrus of a married woman who doesn't cover her hair. Is this idea true? Does it have any rabbinic origin? Why? To the best of my knowledge, this is not true. If you know that someone is careful about kashrus, even if they do something wrong and transgress other prohibitions, especially a prohibition which some people think is not prohibited or don't realize the seriousness of it, they are still believed when it comes to kashrus. If somebody transgresses a serious prohibition, then it could be that he is not believed for more less serious prohibitions, but that would have to be only something that the person knows how serious it is what he's doing, and then it could be he loses his credibility for other prohibitions. But in this situation, women do not realize how serious it is not to cover their hair, and therefore a woman who's careful about kashrus, even though she doesn't cover her hair, is believed concerning kashrus.